This is Hi. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is another episode of Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions, and we're here with the blues great, Napkinless Rayburn.
Oh my God.
Obsession.
Napkinless.
Doesn't have a napkin.
It was a long summer, a long hot summer without a napkin.
Yeah. So you could not mop your sweaty brow.
That's right.
Yeah.
You notice there's a paper theme to the things he's been coming up with lately?
What was the last one?
There was an origami one.
The origami.
There was something else that was paper related.
I desperately need a stationery store.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We've missed you terribly.
I was singing the blues all summer just to be ready for this episode.
Yeah, well, we all went our separate ways. For the summer. Gilbert was away. I was away. And now we're back.
Yes.
And we're in the new studio at Earwolf with our fill-in engineer, the lovely Dave, who's been a great help. Thank you, Dave. And where do you want to start off, sonny boy?
We'll start off with the passing of the great Will Jordan.
We lost Will Jordan. Yes. A giant.
He was like the guy. He was an impressionist, for those who don't know, and he was the guy who invented the Ed Sullivan imitation.
Yes, as they say, to the point that Ed Sullivan started doing Will Jordan's version of Ed Sullivan. He was a great, and a James Mason that rivals yours.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did a Sabu.
He did Sabu. the only guy in the business doing Sabu, as far as I know. He was great.
And
we were lucky to have him.
He talked a lot, I heard, about how thrilled he was to be asked to be on the podcast.
He did. He did. That information came to us through our mutual friend, Mike Fine.
Yes.
Rabbi / comedian.
Yes.
Mike Fine, who is also the person who tried desperately to bring Shecky Green to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where we had mixed results, not Mike's fault.
And Mike told me a couple of times that I visited Will Jordan in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, to Will Jordan, me coming to the hospital to see him was like royalty visiting some poor peasant.
Unbelievable.
Was this recently, Gil?
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, he was just honored
that I cared.
Yeah. That's nice. I would not have that reaction if you came to see me.
You'd be pulling the plug on yourself.
I would. I'd be having have you removed. Yeah, it was very sweet and very touching when it came back to us because, you know, we got very excited to get Will Jordan on this show because that's what this show is all about. It's taking great talents like Will Jordan, who, you know, may have been partially forgotten or maybe isn't as known as he should be, and bringing him in here and reminiscing. And boy, he turned it on. And he was just great, full of stories, full of insight. He has a very scientific mind.
And the funny thing, when I was in the hospital that time, his voice was weak.
Yeah.
And he wasn't moving that much. But I thought, had I brought a recorder, I could have done a... He was still talking. Yeah. His memory was sharp.
Brilliant memory. Brilliant memory. A film buff, knew everything.
He was lying there in the bed telling stories about showbiz.
I attended Will's service just this past Sunday, and Mike got up and spoke, and some of other Will's friends from the park where they used to sit, and they would talk about old movies, and they would talk about old singers, and Will would hold court, and everybody got up. It was very, very sweet. He was one of a kind. We were so happy to have him here. I think as happy as he was to be here.
Yes.
So to his girlfriend Rose, you know, our condolences and all of his friends, and to Mike and all the people who loved him. If you can find anything, go on YouTube. He's doing Ed Sullivan in I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yes.
Also in the Billy Joel video, Tell Her About It. You can see him. He's in Broadway Danny Rose, obviously.
Yes.
He's in one of the comics in the Carnegie. See if you can find his work. And there's a couple of records, too. A great talent and a super smart guy and an interesting man.
And listen to the podcast.
We pulled that episode out from behind the paywall because we really wanted people to hear it and we wanted people to know more about him. But it was very flattering yeah. that when it came back to us, how thrilled he was to do the show.
And it was that thing that we want to thank these people.
That's it.
And honor them. And in this case, it really worked.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Very happy with that episode. So let's do a shitty episode now.
There's nothing sweet, nice, or kind about this episode at all.
This is actually searching around for a premise, and I thought, and Paul agreed with me, that the premise that we started a couple of weeks ago, which was TV theme song, in fact, it was Gilbert's idea.
Yes.
It was a rare bird indeed, a Gilbert Gottfried premise for this show. Kind of like seeing a dodo. Classic TV themes, I can't talk, that thongs. You didn't know had lyrics.
That's
classic
right.
TV thongs. Yeah.
Yeah. After doing a research on this, I begin to believe that nearly every TV theme must have lyrics, secret lyrics of something.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, there are a handful. I mean, I struggled. I will say it was harder for the second round than it was for the first round. I think even Gilbert will be surprised by some of these. Last time we did the Hogan's Heroes theme,
yes.
which had themes, you didn't know the Peter Gunn theme had lyrics. I don't think either one of us knew that.
And I love that song. But
Yeah. And so we thought we would, and we ended with Suicide is Painless, the MASH theme. But I found some others, and Paul did a little research on these. So we're going to start with one, and I would be very interested to see if Gilbert is aware of these or aware that they have lyrics. So what do you say, Dave? You want to start with the first one up? And we have a little backstory on it.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West, a land of legend, of romance, of friendship and loyalty and courage, a motherlode of remembrance, a true bonanza. We chased Lady Luck till we finally struck Bonanza. With a gun and a rope and a hat full of hope, we planted our family tree. We got a hold of a pot full of gold Bonanza. With a horse and a saddle and a ring full of cattle, how rich can a fella be? On this land we put our brand, how trite is the name. Fortune smiled the day we piled the Ponderosa claim. Here in the West we're living in the best Bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's gonna fight with me.
Lorne Greene, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I had heard some of it. Yeah.
Hoss and Joe and Adam know every rock and pine. No one works, fights, or eats like those boys of mine. Here we stand in the middle of a grand bonanza. With a gun and a rope and a hat full of hope, we planted our family tree. We got a hold of a pot full of gold bonanza. With a house full of friends with a rainbow ends, how rich can a fella be? On this land we put our brand, our pride is the name. Fortune smiled the day we filed the Ponderosa claim.
So, Gil,
yes.
Here in the West we're living in the best.
I think you got the idea.
So
that was the B-side to Lorne Greene's monster hit Ringo.
Ringo.
Oh, wow.
Which was not about Ringo.
The show was about all kinds of moral judgments, and one of the sons was stuck in something and didn't know what to do, and he
Indeed.
Had wise counsel from Lorne Greene, and the song is about having a fucking pot of gold. I was like,
yes.
The song was apparently written before the show. Yeah. Did you know that?
It's funny. Now,
and Lorne Greene, King of the West, was a Canadian.
He sure
right.
was.
Yeah. That's right.
Sure. I think he's from Montreal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, this tune was recorded by Johnny Cash, which is a
little
weird.
It was. There's an interesting, that Johnny Cash cover is interesting.
And the one that really interested me was 1994, Carlos Malcolm and his Afro-Jamaican Rhythms did a ska version of Bonanza, which I don't recommend.
Oh, you listened to the ska version of Bonanza? Listen to this, Gil. In 1958, Bonanza was just a name that NBC's head of West Coast programming really liked. So to go along with the series name, the studio had four unknown actors, and before they even knew exactly what they wanted to do with the show, they knew it would need a theme song. So they called up Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, and they created this mystery show's theme song. And I think that's the disconnect. you're saying the theme song doesn't really match
also,
the show thematically.
These writers, it was arranged by Billy May. These are jazz
guys. Billy May, yeah.
So you've got jazz kind of influence in there, which is very odd.
This is interesting, too. The two writers were given to write the songs. The instructions they were given to write the songs were vague. They were just told, make it short, make it cheap, and make it sound like strong men were riding into somewhere. With a Western or a march. And Jay Livingston said, we knocked it out in one day. The studio didn't care they just basically let them do what they wanted to do. To the songwriters, it was so unimportant a song, the studio agreed to pay them an additional $1,500 if the show ever aired. And, of course, the show aired to great success, but they dropped the lyrics. I read an interview with Michael Landon where he said when they heard the lyrics, we laughed so hard we fell off our horses. So at some point along the way, they decided that the lyrics were silly,
right.
or in fact that the lyrics didn't match the show.
They don't match the show.
Yeah. No. So it turned into an instrumental.
Did we even know from the show that they had struck it rich there? I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that at all either. But that's kind of the Cartwrights were supposed to sing these lyrics in the show's pilot, but the scene never aired, and it later became a B-side for Lorne Greene's Ringo.
Remember the Al Caiola, the jazz guitar player?
Yeah.
He hit recorded in 1961 and reached number 19. That was the highest.
There you
version.
Go. Were you a Bonanza watcher, Gil?
Oh yes.
Yeah. You really were?
Yeah.
See, I can't think of Bonanza without thinking of Jackie Gale in Tin Men, where he's holding. Do you know this movie?
Barry Levinson's Tin Men.
Jackie Gale sits holds court in a diner, and he says, "What is it with these guys? There's four single men living together." It's just really funny, and that's what I think of when I think of Bonanza. Okay, Gil, we got another one for you.
Okay.
Now, you may know this show. But you may not know anything about the lyrics. In fact, I was hard-pressed to find any research on this, so I'd be curious to see what Raybone came up with. Maestro Dave?
Oh, jeez.
When you are walking the street at night and behind you there's no one in view, but you hear mysterious feet at night, then the monsters are following you. You should meet this strange family. Just forget what some people have said. The monsters may shake your hand clammily, but they're not necessarily dead. Behind their house you mustn't be afraid to see a figure digging with a spade. Perhaps someone didn't quite make the grade with the monsters, with the monsters. When you're sleeping, you dream a lot. Ghoulish nightmares parade through your head.
Ever hear this?
No.
And then you wake up and scream a lot. Oh, the monsters are under your bed. At midnight, a creature should prowl about. And if vampires and vultures swoop down. And werewolves and fiends shriek and howl about. Why, the monsters are out on the town. One night I dare peek through their window screen.
First time you ever heard this.
Yes.
Did not know this existed. Our engineer Dave is smiling and he's laughing. You know the Munsters? Yeah. You get any of our ancient references, Dave? What year were you born? 83. Way to hurt a guy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Good Lord. I've got prescriptions older than him.
He doesn't know Will and Grace.
No lyrics to the Will and Grace theme. What'd you find on the Munsters theme with lyrics?
That was pretty awful.
Yeah. It appeared on a 64 novelty album called At Home with the Munsters.
Ooh.
Which, according to this, the entire cast performed on that album. I do not think that is Al Lewis singing.
Oh, no.
They should have let Al Lewis sing it.
Yes, that would have been good.
That could have been great.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah. getting back to you, we mentioned Gunsmoke before.
Yeah.
When Frasier was going off the air, Frasier was a long-running show. So, I'm getting a mental block. The star, Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey. You're a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours.
Big fan of mine. He wanted James Harness to come on The Tonight Show with him because they both were like of these long-running shows.
Oh, that's interesting.
And James Harness said something like, tell him to go fuck himself. You know,
was, where'd you get this story?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. It was like, I guess he was a crotchety old guy, James Arness.
he was the big carrot man in the thing.
Yes.
James Arness.
Yes, he was.
I have a very thin Frasier story that in 1995, I wrote a National Geographic book on Mars, right? Coffee table book, all this. And somebody alerted me not long after that on Frasier. There's a scene where he walks over to his briefcase, opens it, puts my book in his briefcase.
Are you serious?
One of the property masters
just grabbed your book.
I kept waiting for the check to show up.
Oh, that's great. You have to tell me which episode that is.
Yeah, I don't know if I could reconstruct it, but it was funny.
Yeah, the Kelsey Grammer story that Gilbert and I have to share isn't so warm and fuzzy.
No, no.
I witnessed that one personally.
Yes. Tell that story.
Oh, one day.
Okay. We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Jack Marshall was the person who wrote that. The Munsters theme that I like is the one that rocks.
The one with
all the electric guitars is absolutely fantastic. I don't know what the hell that was.
That was horrible.
I give them credit for coming up with the lyric, "If you should meet this strange family, the Munsters may shake your hand clammily."
Clammily.
Clammily.
Oh, jeez.
You don't find that kind of writing in a lot of places.
Our friend Butch Patrick in the early 80s set the Munsters. Remember he came up with that novelty song, Whatever Happened to Eddie? Yeah, not to be that was 83. That has no connection to this.
So there's a bit of a shady past here to Jack Wilton Marshall, who wrote the song and the incidental music for the
tell.
Show. So he was officially credited with the arrangement for Peggy Lee's Fever.
No kidding.
But here's the shady part. It is now believed that Lee herself was primarily responsible
for
that arrangement.
Wow.
So why was Jack Wilton Marshall taking credit?
I have no idea.
Well, it makes you think, doesn't it?
It makes me think. It makes me think we're doing too deep a dive. But I love that Munsters theme that rocks. The one where Grandpa tries to walk through the hole in the door that Herman left.
Yes.
But he's carrying what, the shovel?
Yes.
Okay, Gil, here's another one you won't know. And by the way, if our listeners can find any more information or bits of trivia about that Munsters theme or those lyrics, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, I searched.
Yeah.
And I found even less about the next one. So again, we'll put that out. Do you have trouble with it too?
Yeah.
We'll put that out to our listeners. Here's the third one, Gil. He recognizes all the themes right away.
Yeah.
And it's right up there.
Jeannie, fresh as a daisy, just love how she obeys me, does things that just amaze me so. She smiles, presto, the rainbow, she blinks, up from the rainbow's car stop.
You go Montenegro.
When she goes by, she paints sunshine on every rafter, sprinkles the air with laughter. We're close as a quarter after three. There's no one like Julie. I'd introduce her to you, but it's no use, sir, 'cause my genie's in love with me.
Ever heard that in your life?
No.
We're educating him. The lyrics came from Buddy Kay, whose songs have been recorded by Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, and even Sinatra. Did you know that the Genie theme?
I Dream of Genie.
Yeah, had lyrics.
No.
Yeah, never used.
Buddy K.
I don't know why they were never used. According to what I found, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, of all people, tried a version of it and wrote lyrics. Or they must have written an entirely different piece of music,
yeah.
An I Dream of Jeannie theme, if anybody can find that.
Even more obscure than this one.
Even more obscure than this one. This was Hugo Montenegro, who also wrote Here Come the Brides theme, Seattle, which I love, which stumped you.
Yes.
The show with David Soul and Bobby Sherman.
Yes.
We stumped you with that a couple of weeks ago.
He did a lot of things, Hugo Montenegro. That's a very
familiar
name.
Another jazz guy.
Yeah.
He did a famous cover of Morricone's Good, the Bad, and the Ugly theme. One of the things he was known for. Boy, I hear that music. I always love that theme song.
Oh,
the
of course.
I Dream of Jeannie theme. Now I'm thinking of Bill Daly because we just
and
lost
I
Bill Daly.
I heard the I Dream of Jeannie song was used so many times as a sample in rap songs.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to research that.
What, the Jeannie song?
Yeah.
Huh. Why would that be?
I don't know.
I remember watching that show and that animation and the spaceship, the module would come down with a little parachute.
Yeah.
And just that, and the sound of the bottle would pop open.
And it's
so
funny,
great.
Like they were only shows that were identical shows. Like, so on one station, you'd have I Dream of Jeannie, the other station, Bewitched.
Yep. Well, Bewitched was on ABC, and I Dream of Jeannie was on NBC,
and
they were similar.
And the Munsters.
And the Addams Family.
Absolutely,
yeah. And then when Batman hit in 66 on ABC, and we've talked about this, the other two networks scrambled to come up with a superhero show.
Yes.
CBS came up with Mr. Terrific.
Oh, and Captain Nice.
And Captain Nice on NBC, created by Buck Henry.
Yes.
Yes, and starring the elusive William Daniels, who we have not been able to land. On this goddamn podcast,
to have him on.
We're gonna keep after Ed Begley on that. Anyway, I read an interesting thing. I saw a clip with Bill Daly. Maybe in fact it was our Twitter master Greg who posted it. Bill Daly said he was doing Bob Hope when he was playing Major Healy. When he did the Tony, oh
yeah,
that he was basically doing old Bob Hope.
It's funny. Woody Allen admits in
absolutely.
His movies. To be doing, but
especially in Love and Death.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, with the coward stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. But see if you can find this clip. I think it's one of those TV Academy interviews with Bill Daly. I'm pretty sure we tweeted it from our account, and I was shocked to hear that Bill Daly was basically doing Bob Hope. That was a fun show, and that piece of music always makes me happy. I don't particularly care for that version.
Yeah,
with the words in it.
No.
Yeah, and the line. I love how she obeys me would not play today.
No.
In the Me Too era.
No.
not on CBS, anyway.
Here's one that's going to give you wood, Gottfried.
Oh.
Not to oversell it.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you think?
Isn't that bad?
It's not that good.
Habits, I confess, none can guess with the couple. If one says no, it's yes, more or less with the couple. But they're laugh-provoking, yet they really don't know they're joking, don't you find, when love is blind. It's kind of odd.
When love is blind,
it's kind of odd.
Don't you think it's odd?
Neil Hefti, who we love to talk about on this show.
Yes.
Ever hear that one?
No. And I don't want to hear it again.
I didn't say these were good.
No.
It's kind of
I said they were novel. Now, we stretched a little bit there because that was written for the movie, not for the series. And we're talking about TV themes. Sammy Kahn wrote this, of all people, wrote the seldom heard lyrics to the Odd Couple theme song composed
Sammy
by the great.
Kahn, he was an actual songwriter.
He was an actual songwriter of some note.
Yes.
Of course, the score, the music was composed by the great Neil Hefti, who we love
yes.
to talk about. And Gilbert loves to talk about How to Murder Your Wife. He did a lot of things. I mean, he arranged for Harry James and Count
Batman.
Basie
Woody
and the
Herman.
Batman theme. Yeah, he was a
for
big,
the jazz
big,
fans
big jazz
will know
guy.
A couple of things he wrote. One is called Lil Darlin'.
Oh, yeah.
And the other is Cute, which he wrote for Count
big,
Basie.
Big deal, Neil Hefti. Yeah.
The lyrics make it sound very homosexual.
Yes! Yes! They're never quite separated.
Yeah.
They don't quite. They say it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as close
yeah.
as they get.
I wonder if Sammy Kahn got the assignment and didn't really understand what he was writing. We'll never know. He's gone. Neil Hefti's gone. Doc's gone. There's nobody to ask. Neil Hefti also composed music, Gilbert, for Lord Love a Duck.
Oh, geez.
A New Leaf, the terrific Elaine May movie. And Wanton Ton. I can't even get this out without laughing. The Dog Who Saved Hollywood.
Now, didn't that have our old guest, Bruce Dern?
Sure did. So I don't know... the story, again, it's very, very hard to find information about these things or why the lyrics were junked. Did you find anything else on this?
No.
On The Odd Couple?
Nothing else at all.
Yeah. There's not a lot of research to be found about these things. Lyrics were written and then jettisoned.
I did find out one other thing, that The Odd Couple TV score got 2 Grammy nominations.
That's interesting.
So
yeah,
that's the music.
Yeah,
they probably would have taken them away if they'd heard the lyrics.
You know, what we need to do that, and I'm getting an idea. We need to do a show with just incidental music.
Oh,
where we just
that would be great.
We just compile little things, you know, like
yes. da 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 da
da da da. Da-da-da-da-da from Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
When Gilligan's washing the clothes with the bicycle.
Yeah.
Just little Batman themes.
Yes.
Like the Joker's theme and the Penguin's theme.
The original Star Trek series has
there's a million of them.
Repeated all the time.
Yeah, and The Odd Couple, you get a lot of variation on the main theme. But we really should do a whole show like that. It'll take a lot of research and a lot of clips and a lot of work for Verderosa.
Oh, and it would be great to do like the said moments on sitcoms.
Yeah,
they have their sad music.
They slow the main theme
yes.
down and you get the fugue version of it. I had no idea. I thought I knew everything about The Odd Couple, both the series and the movie, and I went digging, and I was the most surprised person in America to find these cheeseball lyrics.
Oh, the worst.
Existed. They're as bad as the I Dream of Jeannie lyrics.
They really, they kind of ruin the shows.
Well, I wouldn't go that
really
far.
Watch.
But, you know, Gil, this is part two. So we were scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit here. They're not as good as the Peter Gunn or the Hogan's Heroes one. There's also lyrics to the Dick Van Dyke theme, which Maury Amsterdam composed. But you know, though, you know that.
Yeah.
And that's been well publicized.
This makes me want to hear Sinatra sing Mrs. Robinson.
We don't have that queued up. But I tell you what, I have something almost as good. So I'm going to surprise Gilbert, and I'll bet he doesn't know that this one exists. What do you say, Dave?
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea. Something to do. I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll find you. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
And don't you let them get you up against the wall.
This one he likes.
Get you, and I won't let you fall. Call me if they hit you below. When there's nowhere to go, and I'll be there. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
Mm-hmm.
you know? Did you have any idea?
That, see, now that one.
That one's good.
That, yeah. Yeah.
That one swings. Yeah.
That one's all out there.
That one's that Gilbert one swings with the youth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I thought, well, first of all, this is on Sammy's album of TV themes. We have obsessed before on this show about the All in the Family cover.
Oh, I just said, wow.
Freaks. There you go.
So take a shot of tequila.
Take a drink.
Whatever the hell.
We played the one that you love with Freaks Were in a Circus Tent, where he changed the lyrics to Those Were the Days. That's part of an album of Sammy TV theme covers.
We're going to have to play that whole album.
We're going to do another show. Yeah. There's a Kojak. This blows my mind. There's a Mary Hartman theme song on there, but I stumbled on this. This one, I don't think was just written for the Sammy album. Certainly, it was never used on the show.
Right.
But there's another version by Don Ho. Did you know this?
I did know this because somewhere when I was looking around, somebody, I don't know if it was on the Sammy Davis version or something else, and somebody said, I miss my Don Ho.
Yeah, there's a slower version of this, which we don't have queued up, but people can find it, of Don Ho doing this. So perhaps lyrics, again, there's not a lot of research here. This is what I have. This is rollicking drums and guitar licks. The original is a Stone Cold guy. Don Ho had earlier slowed down the tune for his similarly titled You Can Come With Me. Sammy's version is called You Can Count On Me. Now, I don't know the origin. I don't know where the hell this came from. I don't know if it was...
I think I've got the Don Ho lyrics here.
Okay.
If you're feeling lonely, you can come with me. Feel my arms around you. Lay beside the sea. We will think of something to do.
Right. So Don Ho turned it into a makeout song.
Right.
He turned it into a seduction song, and Sammy just went with the original theme. But it's completely absurd.
It sounds like a takeoff on a Sammy Davis Jr. song.
Yeah,
like Billy Crystal's doing.
Yes. Yeah.
You were talking about incidental music in some of these shows.
Yeah.
This is a little bit off track, but in 2011 there was an album released called Hawaii Five-O original songs from the television series.
This I didn't know.
And there are all these songs. Among the people recording them are Jimmy Cliff, the Goo Goo Dolls, Bob Dylan.
That's cool.
Ziggy Marley.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one we could do.
We'll do it. Well, we'll do an incidental music show because we've been talking about it forever. We're going to have to. It's hard because no one's going to isolate incidental music. You're going to actually have to corral the episodes and then find the scenes.
Right.
Where they have, like Gilbert loves to talk about that Highway Patrol influenced Barney Fife.
Oh yeah,
da, da, music. Da, da, yeah. Those were always in the episodes where the bank robbers came to Mayberry, and Barney would somehow foil the crime. But I don't know the history of these things. It's very hard to find, and I'm not a musicologist. I will take you out. And we will promise to do the Sammy episode.
Yes.
The next time we're here, because Gilbert is just enjoying this to no end. I think I have one other track from that Sammy album. Can you go to the last one, Dave? Thank you very much. And we'll go out on this. So you want to do a sign off, and then
I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre and the napkinless Raybone. And this has been
somebody, please bring me a napkin, not
a feminine napkin.
and this has been another edition of Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions.
And how lucky you are to have them. Now, you're going to love this. This one's going to get a rise out of you. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate everything. Thank you, Paul. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Earwolf. Gilbert's rocking already. He's eating this up.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. And Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. And Isadora was the first broth burner. And ain't you glad that she showed up? Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Daddy, emancipated, demonstrated, super civil, liberated. Right on, Maud.
God bless Sammy.
Can I say one thing about this before we go off?
Sure, quick.
The lyrics, these lyrics that we're making fun of, were written by the great Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Well, this one had lyrics. I'm just giving him his Sammy fix.
You stop the war or you sleep alone.
See you next week.
Columbus made it cause of Isabella. Went out and practically hocked her throne. As it was, kept her cool, so she kept her head. And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Lord, then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's that intimidating, militant, and independent, declarating MS Maud. Go ahead, Maud. Do your thing, baby. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Oh, then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Thank you, Maud.
And then there's Maud.
I mean that emancipated, demonstrated, super civil, liberated. Right on, Maud. Yeah. Go ahead, Maud. Maud, 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 Maud.